Okay, we're talking about three gangs that were now facing each other.
So I pull up to the park east of Commerce City, and I noticed three gangs facing each other, but nobody had weapons pointed at one another. And it's a pretty good-sized park. And right in the middle of the park, there's a really wide sidewalk. And I was about 150 yards from the gangs, because that's as close as I could get from that side. So I just drove up on the sidewalk and got on that middle sidewalk that went through the park and drove on it. That way I could get right next to him. Nobody's going to chase me out of that park.
Yeah.
The caretaker of that park knows me, but he's scared to death of gangs, so he doesn't even come close to him. So I pulled up and I got out of my pickup with my Bible, and the three leaders started walking towards me, but the rest of the gang stayed where they were. And the three leaders came over and they said, "Hey, Sonny, first of all, we have some questions, man. We've been talking amongst ourselves, and you gave us all Mother's Day cards to give to our moms. And we're wondering if you had any Father's Day cards." And I go, "Yeah, I do, man." So I open up the box. I had 300 and I think it was 325 in that box. So I started passing them out. Because by that time, all the gang members just came over to the truck. So I put the box in the back of the tailgate, and they just started grabbing Father's Day cards. And then they said, "We've been talking, Sonny. How can Jesus really forgive those that have sinned against their parents and everybody else? Because, man, we've done a lot of bad things. We've committed a lot of sins. Like, I don't know if God can really forgive us, man. And we know that there's a heaven and a hell." So he goes, "But how does God really forgive us, man?" He says, we've come to a point in our lives now that we kind of want to go back home. But I don't want to go back home if my dad is still a drunk." And some of them said, "I don't want to go home if my dad's still a druggie, man. If he's still drugged up, I'm not going there." So we're kind of wondering what to do. Like, I said, "Well, most of you have been gone from home either a year to 3 to 5 years, even longer. The leaders, on the average, are been gone 5 to 7 years from their family." And I said, "But a lot of things could happen in those years. You don't know. If you don't keep in touch with them, then you don't know." So the guy goes, one of the leaders said, "You know what? If I call my dad right now, can you stay right here so you could hear how he talks?" I go, "Yeah, I'll stay right here." So he put him on the speaker. He goes, "Hey, son, how you doing? Are you okay? Are you all right?" Right away, that's the question they ask right away, because they know their son is a gang leader. They know. Not safe, you know. And, are you okay, son? What's wrong?" He goes, "No, Dad, I'm just calling to see if you are still taking drugs. I want to know." With gang members, they're straightforward, man. They don't beat around the bush. He goes, "Son, I quit drugs. A week after you left, I stopped cold turkey. I've been devastated. You've been gone for a long time. We really miss you. It's like your sister's graduating this year. Like, she graduated. Like, we had a big party for her. We tried to get a hold of you, but you didn't answer your phone. And she's going off to college, full scholarship. And wish you were here. But I help at the church. I gave my heart to Jesus Christ 4 years ago. A month after you left, I got in counseling, and then I started going to church and got saved. And I even drive the Sunday school bus on Sunday morning to pick up other kids. I heard the mom say, everything he's telling you is the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. He's amazing. He's like the dad that you guys always deserve, and he's the husband I always wanted. He's amazing. And they said, he goes, well, I'm over here at the park, but I'd like for you to come and talk to me. And he told him the park, gave him the address of the street and all that. But as he was calling his parents, the other gang leaders started calling their parents. And then all the other boys were calling their parents. They all wanted to go home. But when they heard the leader, that leader, his name's Freddie, hear and talk to his dad, and they could hear what he was asking him, then they kind of got the idea, well, maybe I should call my dad, see what he's doing, if he's still an alcoholic or a druggie or both, you know. Pretty soon, there was cars coming from all directions, man. Some of the pickups even drove up where I was at. Some of the cars came around the handicap where there's a ramp. They just got up on the ramp and got on the sidewalk. It's like, they didn't care. Like, they just wanted it to get to where we were at. So, here's all these cars coming. And then, I didn't really preach at that time because they were hugging and crying, hugging each other, crying, asking for forgiveness. The sons and the dads and the parents, you know, and I could tell how God was healing their hearts because of what was happening.
You never said, now these three gangs, you never said, were they enemies of each other?
Yes, they were.
Enemies, so they were actual enemies.
They were enemies that fought each other wherever they saw each other.
Okay.
They didn't.
But today,
there's very few gangs that are friends that'll take care of. And
so basically, all three gangs hated each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there was no camaraderie.
No, they didn't have no love for each other at all. They were enemies.
Well, but this really makes it interesting because it had to be the Holy Spirit, you know, and stuff that would get them to come together like this.
It's the only one that could do that.
Yeah.
And when they finally settled down, I got up and back in my truck and I said, those of you that want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, why won't you come over here? I said, but those of you that are Christians, I want you to stand behind your son. But if you're not a Christian, I want you to stand beside your son. And out of all the people that were there, Alicia, she counted all of them. And because she was in the back of the truck, and she lost count at 338 people.
Wow.
She says, I can't count anymore. They're too bunched up, Sonny.
Yeah.
And I said, that's okay. So there was a lot of them that were Christians because they were standing behind their sons. But the ones that were standing beside their sons all gave their hearts to the Lord at the same time all those boys did. But they found out, all those boys found out that none of their dads were the same when they left. Because a lot of them were very abusive, not only with their voice, but with their fist. They used to beat them up because they were drugged up or drunk, you know. So, I've been ministering to those three gangs for about 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
And they kept telling me, thanks for never giving up on us, Sonny. Thank you for always coming and reading the word, reading scriptures to us. They said, thank you, Sonny. Because Most people don't want to talk to gang members. Most people give up on us because they think we're just a bunch of mean guys and hurt people. And I said, well, yeah, you guys hurt people. But you also have hearts, man, that are just broken. And God wants to bring healing to your hearts. He wants to transform your hearts. But man, let me tell you, once they gave their hearts to Jesus, they cried and cried and cried. And they kept coming over to hug me. I had over 400 Bibles that day, and they're all gone. I have more, but I kept opening boxes.
Kind of boxes. Are the NIVs?
They're NIVs because yeah. King James is too hard for them to read.
I would think NIV would be the ideal one.
It's easier for them to read. And I put the Bibles in the back tailgate, and they just kept getting them. I didn't say, hey, if you have one at home, don't take one. I didn't say anything. Yeah. I left them back there, and they were all gone. So, it was, when you give up on somebody, it's like, you could change their destiny by never giving up on them and keep preaching the word of God to them. But say I would have quit in all those three gangs and said, oh, they're never going to give their heart to God. They still be out there in the streets.
Yeah.
And God gets all the glory. He gets all the victory. I just get to see it. Like, God is the one that does all of that.
Man is not capable of changing a human heart. No. Physically cannot happen.
No. And when the parents were like, they kept thanking me for not giving up on their boys.
You know what else cannot change a person's heart? A God that's not a God.
That's it.
That's true.
That's very true. And so the families that are Christians right away take the ones that just gave their hearts to Jesus, right away they take them under their wings and tell them, hey, this is where I go to church, man. Yeah. This church that we go to, incredible youth group, incredible youth pastor, like, you should come with us. And all these families exchange numbers so they could just keep the boys in touch to help disciple them, to love them, accept them in the family, and to help each other. And I know most of the churches that these families go to, and some of them are Spanish churches, Assemblies of God, and some are Baptists. But man, they embrace the other gang members, like the families. Like, hey, your son just gave his heart to Jesus, and if you guys don't have a home church, this is where we go to church. And so it helps tremendously.
It does.
To have those families to speak up and say, hey, man, we go to church. Yeah. Like, you should come with us. Like,
yeah.
So they all got baptized this last Wednesday. They got baptized at just a local swimming pool. They rented it out, and all those boys got baptized. That was amazing.
Do these gangs stick with each other, or do they totally break up, or do they have reunions?
Well, since they started going to the same churches now, they kind of stay together. They kind of keep in touch. They kind of, but it's a different kind of touch. They're not gonna fight each other.
Instead of talking about who they're gonna hurt, they talk about Jesus and what he did. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know.
Just say it on this one.
I just had the thought.